Weyburn. Members of the Weyburn Arts Council met on a cold Thursday evening to start making new clay gnomes, to prepare for a new season of Rollin' with the Gnomies, on Facebook and around the community. The Arts Council initiative began last year with 17 gnomes, but unfortunately only 4 of that original group have been returned, in spite of incentives provided by the credit union Spark Center. The release of gnomes into the wilds of Weyburn will begin in early February, with one new gnome to be introduced each week into the spring as part of the community-wide hide-and-seek game. The goal is, by following the clues, people will find the gnomes and take a photo of it to post onto the Rollin' with the Gnomies Facebook page, and then to relocate the gnome for others to find and extend the fun. "I'm hoping people will play along and relocate them," said curator Regan Lanning of the Arts Council, noting last year the gnomes project lasted until the May long weekend. The aim is to make 20 new gnomes, with some Arts Council members on hand on Thursday to help her start the new set of gnomes. "We might continue until June, or for however long people play along," said Lanning. She noted that those who signed up for the Facebook page last year won't have to sign up again, and anyone in the community who would like to play along will be able to sign up by clicking on to Rollin' with the Gnomies page. New this year is sponsorship by Big Jim's Brew Shop, as they have helped pay for the costs of clay and firing of the new crop of gnomes. Lanning noted she will be making a special medium Todd gnome, who will be involved in the game this year. She is also hopeful that some of last year's adopted gnomes might make a reappearance this year once the game starts rolling again.